Across America and Canada and around the world, this is the RAIN Network, the world's forum for pet and animal news, trends, pet products, and current events in the pet industry. The RAIN Network is brought to you by The Raincoat, the world's best dog and cat calming coats with the new coat harness technology and the only coat made for larger and giant dogs. And now, here's your host, Lou Peggy.
We're on the RAIN Network, and our lifestyle editor, Jen Fidel of Tampa, Florida, is with us. And Jen, of course, is the Pack Mom on TV a lot in the state of Florida, gives a lot of great tips, a lot of great advice for all you pet owners out there, particularly with dogs and cats and really any other pet. We're glad to have Jen on today. And Jen, how's everything down in Florida?
Hey, Lou. Everything is great. And I'm sitting here with my two fur kids right by my feet, and we're ready to go and talk about 4th of July preparation for your pet.
Well, right. That's the biggest holiday of the year if you're a dog or a cat, particularly if you have some anxieties. And of course, it's a big holiday if you're an owner because the owners don't always know exactly what to do on a big holiday like the 4th of July. But fortunately for all our listeners, Jen knows what to do. And Jen's got some great tips to share with us today. And the first thing Jen's going to talk about is about pet IDs. That's been in the news a lot lately, about pet IDs. They've got a little more sophisticated. So, Jen, give us some tips on the pet ID.
Well, you know, Lou, this is the scary fact, and this is a fact across the country. Each year on July 5th, so the day after the 4th of July, our shelters all over the United States, so many dogs and cats are lost on July 4th. And the next day, everyone who's found one of these, you know, homeless pets are bringing them to the shelter. So the easiest thing we can do is to have our dog or cat collar on with a tag with up-to-date current information. And I'm a huge fan of the microchip, and I think we talked about that on the last show. And that is a great thing to have, but on this day in particular, I think you should definitely have your pet's ID on them, just because you know, if somebody finds your dog or cat at 12 o'clock at night, there's no facility open to scan a microchip. So if you have a dog or cat with an ID, they can get them right back to you in a couple of hours. But there are also some really cool things out there, like you can really, literally keep track of them on my smartphone at all times. It's a little blue dot that shows where they are because they have their little GPS tracking system on their collar. But you don't have to be that sophisticated. You can just have your regular ID tag on your pet and hopefully, you know, they will remain safe at home.
A lot of times people are so excited about the 4th of July with barbecues and trips and picnics and things, they forget about the most important thing, and that's to be sure that your ever friend is safe. And they need to be just very vigilant, I would think, also, when you're going away from home.
You have to be vigilant. And if you know that your dog is an anxious dog and that fireworks just really, really kind of put them over the edge, just opt not. Take them with you, leave them home, create a really, really safe environment for them. Either having a party, let's say, at your house, you know, keep them in a bedroom with all of their favorite things. They're highly anxious. Then use something like an anxiety wrap. You know, the raincoat is a perfect example, something that's going to decrease that anxiety. They can also use an herbal supplement like a rescue remedy or other products similar to that on the market, or even pheromone collar that works to relax your pet. And if those don't work, just try adding the essential oil lavender around your pet's collar, and just maybe the smell of that will help calm them down a notch or two. So there's a lot of things, but yeah, be more diligent, more vigilant, and keep your pets home and safe on this holiday especially.
Well, and you know, we're in the middle of the summer, and it's very warm in most of the United States and even in parts of Canada and all over the world. And I know we're going to have our dogs in the ultralight made for summer. We're also going to keep our dogs inside, particularly when we're away from home.
Inside, you know, the heat is just blazing hot, especially in some of the southern states right now. And keep them inside. You know, there are raincoats, great. Other products are there's cool collars that you can actually put ice inside. And if your pet does go outside, they can wear their cool collar, which helps keep their body chilled down. There's cool pads on the market, cool masks that will help keep your dog's temperature normal and not, you know, ramp up as the heat is so extreme.
And, of course, the big day is coming up on Friday, and we talk about something called Fireworks Friends. Lindsay and kind of give us some tips about the actual fireworks shows that will be all over the country on Friday.
Yeah, so Friday is a big day, and everyone probably knows, depending on your area, sometimes people start letting fireworks go as early as early afternoon or sometimes even the day before. Some people call this the week that your dog hides under the bed because it could start today for all we know. But Friday is a big day, so keep your pets inside. Make sure that you're giving, you're keeping them on their diet, like their regular diet. I know we're probably going to be indulging in chocolate and barbecue and creamy salads, all delicious stuff, but try to keep them on their regular diet because all of those foods are so rich that it can cause pancreatitis a lot of times if it's too rich and fatty, or, you know, there's something that just might not agree with them. And the last thing that any of us want to do on the 4th of July is be at the emergency vet with our pets.
No, we don't want to do that.
We definitely don't want to do that. We want to have the emergency vet phone number handy just in case something happens and we do need to make that visit. So make sure you have your list of vet, emergency vet, animal poison hotline. Have that all, you know, typed in your smartphone or on your refrigerator. It's handy, just in case you need it.
Yes, the last thing you want to do to cap off a July the 4th, it's stressful enough for your pet anyway. And the last thing you want to do is Friday night after a fireworks show, be on the way to the emergency vet with your dog or with your cat or any other animal. So just
right.
Keep in mind, it is very stressful. Just as Jen is saying, it's extremely stressful on the animal. And we're going to keep ours inside with their raincoats on and keep them calm. And that's, we need to just use a little dog sense, I guess you would say, Jen.
That's right. I mean, I think the bottom line to pet parenting is just use common sense. And we all have it. Just get into high gear, especially around these holidays. And my dog, Abe, is going to be wearing his raincoat on Wednesday of the week. We're going to be visiting one of our local stations here in Tampa, Fox 13. And we're going to be talking about firework safety for your pets. And he will be on there with his raincoat, so I'm excited.
Well, that's terrific. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I think we're all excited. This is a big week, and we're up in the mountains, and it's a big week for us. We live in a small town. We have a great fireworks show on Thursday night. But we're very cognizant of the fact that we have four of our greatest friends in the whole world here, and they don't understand fireworks exactly like people do, Jen.
Exactly. They have no idea what that means. And, you know, we know that dogs hear so much better than we can. So can you imagine how loud those fireworks must sound and what they must sound like to our pets? So, yeah, just common sense, especially on Friday.
Well, that's terrific tips and a lot of great information from the Pack Mom, Jen Fidel. And, you know, Jen will be on our show every Tuesday night, and she's always got great tips. And you can find her on her own webpage as well. And just keep in mind one thing Jen has pointed out. Have the name number for your vet for emergencies handy, just in case. Be very vigilant about keeping an eye on your dog, because nothing is worse to a pet lover, and I think we all are, Jen is, and we are. Nothing is worse than having to look for your dog on July the 5th because something happened and your dog just ran. So great tip, Jen, and we appreciate you being on the show. Hope you have a great 4th of July.
You too, Lou. Be safe out there. See you soon.
Thunderstorms, fireworks, loud noises, riding in the car, or home alone, all anxieties your dog may suffer from. You've tried everything, sprays, drugs, tight-fitting shirts, and nothing has worked for your best friend. But the all-new Raincoat, the loose and comfortable-fitting calming coat with the coat harness technology, is the answer. The new technology is designed to place a gentle pressure on the nape of the dog's neck, simulating a mother dog lifting her pup to take him from harm's way. The dog instantly relaxes with his mom, and he will with the raincoat too. Every raincoat is handmade in America and fits dogs and cats from 5 to 250 pounds, the only coat in the world made for larger and giant dogs. And now, the new ultralight coat for those hot summer days at the beach or in the park. To get one for your best friend, go to www.theraincoat.com or call The Raincoat toll-free at 855-855-9085. That's the R-E-I-N coat. Get one today.
We're on The Raincoat with Ann Maria Tafoya out in Los Angeles and her very, very special forever friend, Sophia Loren. And Ann Maria, it's great to have you on The Rain Network today.
Oh, thank you so much, Lou. We're excited. Sophia's doing her little happy dance. She's very excited to be on today.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I think the first thing I'm going to ask you is, how did you get the name Sophia Loren?
Well, when I saw Sophia's little face from a photograph that my cousin had sent me and the conditions that she was in, she was from a breeder, but they were an elderly couple who had gotten very sick, and so the dogs weren't being socialized. So I could just tell she was not doing so great. She was very timid looking and stuff. And so I thought, okay, this beautiful little dog reminds me of Sophia Loren, because Sophia Loren came from very humble beginnings, and she thought she was an ugly duckling. And then she rose to fame of being the, you know, bombshell beauty that she was and wonderful actress that she is. So I thought, you know what, I've got to give this little dog a name to live up to. So she became Sophia Loren.
Well, that's a great story, and you're right. Very beautiful actress and a very beautiful celebrity in Hollywood,
yes,
in Beverly Hills right now. And Sophia Loren, just the best-looking, most beautiful Pomeranian I believe you'll ever see. And
thank
I know that she goes to a lot of big events out in Hollywood and out in Beverly Hills, and she's gone from being, as you said, a rescue dog to now a Hollywood socialite. What's coming up for Sophia here on the horizon?
Well, she has a couple of things coming up. First of all, it's going to be 4th of July, so she's going to be doing some 4th of July safety tips, and, of course, that involves the raincoat because, you know, when I first got Sophia, she was terrified of everything, so we used anxiety wraps, but they weren't very pretty. Like, the raincoat is beautiful, so I wish we had it at the time, but they weren't very pretty, so we started putting clothes on her, and it just kind of grew from there. So this year we have the raincoat with us, so she'll be wearing the raincoat on 4th of July to ease any anxiety that she might have. But after that, we have Dog Day Afternoon at the Cathedral in downtown Los Angeles. It's at Our Lady of Angels Cathedral, and what they do is they close down the entire courtyard of the cathedral, and it's everyone who works or lives in downtown Los Angeles. They bring their dog out. It's from 6 to 9, and it's everything dog. So they'll have music. They'll have Dodger dogs, of course, because it's the Dodgers. And then there's going to be Pussy and Pooch there, anything that has to do with dog. And they'll also have blessing of the animals there with the priests and the nuns. And she's going to go as the singing nun this year. So we're going to have a good time.
Well, that's really great. And Anne Maria, when is that event again?
That is going to be on July 9th. July 9th.
July the 9th.
Downtown Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then we're gearing up for a really big event. It's actually a belated birthday fundraiser for Sophia Loren. And we're going to raise money for the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals here in Los Angeles. And it's going to be at one of Sophia's favorite places, Pussy and Pooch in Beverly Hills. They've been very nice. They're going to give us the entire store, and we're going to have just a big birthday blowout for her. And we hope to raise lots of money for SPCA LA. We already have some great sponsors along with the raincoat. We also have Sony Electronics is coming in on it, and a couple of other really nice sponsors as well. So we're really excited about it.
And when is that event?
That is going to be on August 24th from 2 until 5 o'clock, and that's in Beverly Hills.
I think it's terrific what you're doing. Like, Sophia Loren is a rescue dog, and here at Raincoat, we have two rescue dogs, and they're near and dear to our heart. So it's really wonderful what you're doing out in the Los Angeles area for rescue dogs.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so important, and like you said, just really giving back to the dog themselves, because it took a lot of time to get Sophia to where she is now. I get a lot of people saying, oh, I wish my dog was like Sophia. Well, your dog has, you have to really go with the personality of your dog. And Sophia, it took a long time to get her out of her shell. She was scared of everything. And it made it almost impossible to take her to training, like a public training. So it began our search of a trainer, a one-on-one trainer, and honestly, we went through about 10, 15 trainers before we found the right one that could work with Sophia and what Sophia valued. And it was a trainer called Jonathan Klein. He's with iSetSid here in Los Angeles. And honestly, he worked miracles with Sophia and with me, because really it comes down to the owner and how the owner relates to the dog. And it was just a wonderful experience, and we just kept building and building on that, where now Sophia is set trained by a Hollywood animal trainer. So she's come a long way, and we're just so proud of her. And like you said, rescue dogs are the best. They seem to know, and they're very, very grateful for everything you do for them.
I agree. I think grateful is the perfect word to use, because the dogs never forget where they came from.
No.
Even when they're lucky enough, like Sophia, to go to a fantastic home and have a fantastic life, dogs always remember where they came from, and I think they always really appreciate what they've got more than any other dog, maybe more than any other animal.
I truly believe that. I mean, I see that in this little dog every single day. She's just amazing to me.
Well, on your website, I noticed a picture of a very famous lady, a very funny comedian, who's, I think, over 90 years old now, and she's posing proudly with a picture of Sophia, and, of course, I'm talking about one of my all-time favorites, one of the all-time Golden Girls, Betty White.
Yeah.
Tell us about that event.
Well, what happened was, it was actually an accident. It was around Christmas time, and Sophia gets a lot of clothes donated to her, and she's only one little dog. She can only wear so many things. So we took some of her older Christmas dresses and shirts and things to a new rescue agency that they put into one of the malls here in Los Angeles. And we thought, well, we'll just donate them, because that's a nice way to dress the little dogs up and make it special for Christmas. And so while we were there, Betty White came in, and she picked Sophia out, and she goes, I just have to hold this beautiful little girl. And so we got lots of pictures with her, and she thanked us for donating the clothes for the little dog. So it was a lot of fun.
We know Betty really loves dogs. I mean, she talks about it all the time in every appearance, and we know she does. And she obviously has great taste in dogs.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
I know that Sophia has a couple of siblings, and tell me how that fits into her schedule, because she has Alvarado and Mary Claire, right?
Right, yeah, she has the kitty crew. They were here before Sophia, so, you know, a lot of people told me, you know, cats and dogs don't get along. Well, my kitties love Sophia, and I think it's because she was a scared little puppy when I got her, and she didn't bark for about a year and a half. I didn't think she could bark, because I think she thought she needed to meow, and she still is very quiet. She doesn't bark unless, you know, she knows the FedEx or the UPS guy is on their way, but other than that, she's pretty quiet, and they just love each other. My big boy, Alvarado, he's about 20, 21 pounds, and some people think he's like a bobcat, but he's not. He would, at the beginning, he would sleep with Sophia, and he would cradle her at night so that she would go to sleep, and it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then about 2 years ago, Sophia had surgery on both of her back legs, because it was no longer in the sockets on both sides. In fact, she was walking on the ligaments on her legs. So when she came back from her surgery, he would sleep by her bed every night and make sure that she was safe. And if she needed anything, he would come and get me. it was the cutest
thing. Oh, that's terrific.
In the whole world. Yeah, they really do love each other.
And I know coming up, it's still a way out, but one of the most famous fashion weeks there is in the United States is the New York Fashion Week, and I know that's coming up next year, and the little dog, big dog collaboration. Kind of tell me a little bit about that.
Right. Well, we're excited to be teaming up with Rain this year, and we've come up with a concept of the little dog, which would be Sophia Loren, and the big dog, which would be Rain, and they're going to meet up on the runway in New York City for Fashion Week this year, and they're going to walk the runway together. So I think it's going to be tons of fun. Happens during Fashion Week, and it's just fabulous. That's all I can say. And we're hoping to get to Tiffany's in New York, the Tiffany's in New York, and do a little breakfast there with the dogs. So it's going to just be an amazing time. So be on the lookout for that.
I believe we can make that happen.
Yes, we're ready.
Well, of course, Sophia is the most famous dog in Los Angeles and one of the most famous in the United States. And if you'd like to know more, or if you'd like to have Sophia at your event, to do a personal appearance at your event, go to www.littledoginthebigcity.com. That's littledoginthebigcity.com, and we'll arrange to have Sophia maybe come to your party or your outing or your event, and I believe Anne Maria can take care of that, can't you?
I can definitely take care of that. So she is set trained, and she just loves everybody. It's a lot of fun being with this little dog, especially when she puts on her sunglasses. Then she turns into your true socialite. So.
Well, when she puts on her sunglasses, she's going down Rodeo Drive. Do people recognize her, or is she going incognito? Or I should say indognito.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. In fact, we were stopped 2 days ago when we were walking down Rodeo Drive by one of the tour buses. They're like, look, it's a real Beverly Hills dog. And she's like in her sunglasses, and then she stopped and waved at the tour bus. It was hilarious. So,
well, that's really great. That's really great. That's a neat place. And she fits right in right there on Rodeo Drive. Well, Anne Maria, it's great to have you on the show, and I hope we'll have you on again soon. And learn more about what's going on in the life of Sophia Loren. I know there's a lot of things coming up, so best of luck on that. And we'll look forward to talking to you again on the Rain Network.
Oh, wonderful, Lou. We would love to do that. And we hope you guys have a great day. And we're looking forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thanks a lot. And have a great 4th of July with Sophia Loren out in Los Angeles. And we're on the
Thank
Rain
you.
Network. And we'll be back. Tonight we're talking to Lorian Clemens, who is the Director of Marketing for a great company out in the Pacific Northwest called Pet Hub. And Pet Hub was started in 2010 by a man named Tom Arnold, who came from Microsoft. And Lorian's going to tell us exactly what Pet Hub does. It's a great service for animals. Lorian, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Lou. I'm excited to be here to talk to you.
Great. Pet Hub has something called the ID tag, and I say something called because they've been around for a long time, but not like this.
What we have is a digital ID tag system that links to an online profile, and we've proven over the last few years that we really are able to help lost pets get home faster. 96% of Pet Hub recovered pets are home in less than 24 hours, and the vast majority of them are home in just 4 hours or less. So it's really exciting. Basically, the ID tag links to an online profile, and you can have as many phone numbers as you like. You can have medical information, provider information, and unlike a standard ID tag, you can change it at any time. So it really is terrific as far as people that move, that travel, that have several caregivers for their pet. It's really the best solution.
Well, we know that one in every three pets will go missing at some point in their life, and less than 20% of dogs and 2% of cats that go missing will ever return home. But we know with the Pet Hub ID tag that that number is much higher. And we know that from Lorian that we want to get every dog to have a Pet Hub tag. And Lorian, kind of tell us about how the business is going so far. I know you guys are growing out there. And just kind of fill us in on where you are now.
It's really been incredible over the past 3 years. We have over 100,000 pets so far, and it's been really amazing to see the grassroots effort as people are getting these incredible ID tags put on pets. We're in over 1,000 pet stores now in the United States and Canada. We're in over 22 countries, and it's really just fun. We're also moving into licensing in several different municipalities where cities are using our licenses, our tags as their licenses, and it's really great.
Well, that's terrific. And Pet Hub started Law Pet Prevention Month, and we know that that's the month of July. And tell us a little bit about that, Lorian.
Well, you know, we decided that we wanted to create an event that really focused on giving pet parents an in-depth, easy-to-access resource to not only help them prevent their furry family members from ever getting lost, but also to be prepare them and to be ready for when the worst happens if their pet happens to go AWOL, you know, absent without a leash. So we decided July was just the perfect month to highlight the issue because July 5th is historically the busiest day of the year in most shelters across the country due to pets that have been displaced because of fear of fireworks and large celebrations. And not to mention, summer travel is in full swing, so the potential for lost pet situations is just so much more increased in the summer month. July made sense to do Lost Pet Prevention Month.
And that's where the raincoat comes in, and I'll just put a plug in for the raincoat because the new calming coat with great new technology, and you're doing your part, and we hope we're doing our part here to decrease that number of lost dogs and to calm those dogs because the fireworks are very scary for dogs.
Absolutely.
Tell us, what are maybe the top three things that pet parents can do to prevent a pet from getting lost?
Well, of course, the number one thing, and this isn't because we're an ID tag company, this is simply because the best way to get a pet home is through an ID tag, is to have proper external ID. So at the very least, you want to have one ID that has a phone number. Best, we think, is to have a digital ID tag that can link to that online profile so you can a lot of different phone numbers and things like that. But it's important to keep those tags on at all times. A lot of people say, oh, I just put a collar on them when I take them out for a walk. But you never know when a natural disaster is going to happen. You never know when a crisis like a house fire might arise. And that pet be wearing that collar with the ID tag at all times. Number two, I would say, is getting your pet microchipped. Less than 10% of companion animals in the U.S. have microchips, and over 58% of the microchips that are out there are either out of date or not registered at all. And yet they're the very best safety net that you can have to get your pet home, especially if that collar falls off. And third, you know, you need to just be prepared. You need to know your pet. You need to know that if they get spooked by big sounds, then plan accordingly for the days like July 4th. Do things like get yourself a raincoat. Do things like provide them a safe place they can go. If your pet is a runner and likes to chase things, then you need extra training so that you have better control of them when they're out in walks in public. Knowing your pet, knowing your pet's challenges and the types of situations that might cause them to run off, taking that time to prepare for those situations, that's going to make a huge, huge difference.
And as you mentioned, July the 5th is the busiest day of the year at rescue shelters. So I would think using some common sense and really being careful as to where your dog is or your cat is at all times is very important also.
Absolutely. One thing I would like to do is that, real quick, because I didn't have a chance to tell everybody where they can find this great information for Lost Pet Prevention Month, it's a really simple website to remember. It's just lostpetprevention.com, and you can go there, and we have tips not only for preventing pets from getting lost, but also should want your pets be one of those that runs off on the 4th of July, we've got some really important resources there on how to get them home.
Right, and if you have any more questions about this, of course, you can go to the Pet Hub, which is online, pethub.com, I believe. The fine people at Pet Hub will help you out because I think every dog should have a Pet Hub ID tag. We've seen them online, and they look fantastic, and they do a great job. And this is just one of the great companies that started, just smart people started a great company, and they're really, you know, 96% return rate as opposed to 20% or less is just a great success story. And Lori, and I'm sure all the pet lovers out there really appreciate what you guys are doing up there in Washington State.
Well, we sure love what we're doing here. Helping lost pets home is truly our passion.
Well, we really appreciate you being on the show. And Lori, and thanks a lot for being on the RAIN Network. And we really appreciate everything you're doing and hope that everyone will have a safe 4th of July holiday and really keep an eye on your best friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay, great talking to you, and you're listening to the RAIN Network.
Thanks for joining us on the REIN RAIN Network, which airs every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. The RAIN podcast airs 24/7 at www.theraincoat.com. Just click the RAIN Network tab. We'd love to hear from our listeners from around the world. If you have any comments or questions, DM us on Twitter at The Raincoat. Until next time, this is Lou Heggie saying, we'll see you at The Raincoat.